This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up a visit to Geneva. Kerry said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop the violence in Syria. He did not say what the proposals are.
And now we are very much working and focused on the question of restoring the cessation of hostilities to the remaining areas where it's been disturbed, but particularly to Aleppo.
News agencies quoted U.S. officials who requested anonymity as saying the United States is considering mapping out safe zones that would provide refuge for civilians and members of the moderate opposition. There was a tense calm Monday in Baghdad. Protesters who stormed into the international zone on Saturday largely toned down their demonstration and drifted out to celebrate a Shiite religious festival. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return Friday to call for either a change in the government or new elections. The activist group Greenpeace has leaked classified documents about the trade agreement being negotiated between the United States and the European Union. Greenpeace says the documents show corporate interests are being given preference over environmental and consumer safety concerns. Orgo Riss is the Greenpeace European Unit Director.
Our initial assessment from these chapters is that the EU, in relation to environmental protection, public health, product standards that are relevant for consumers, has a fairly bad position, and the United States is much worse.
The activist group released the documents in Berlin. The United States did not immediately react, but the EU Trade Commissioner said many of today's alarmist headlines are a storm in a teacup. This is VOA News. Here's the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. U.S. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump says the United States cannot, quoting now, continue to allow China to rape our country, end of quote. Trump has repeatedly framed the trade deficit between the two countries as China taking advantage of the U.S., saying his skills as a deal maker will ease the imbalance.
We have a $500 billion deficit, trade deficit with China. We're going to turn it around, and we have the cards. Don't forget, we're like the piggy bank that's being robbed. We have the cards. We have a lot of power with China.
Pakistan, meanwhile, is reacting angrily to Trump's claim that if elected, he would win freedom in 2 minutes for the jailed Pakistani doctor who helped the CIA track down Osama bin Laden. Pakistani Interior Minister Nisar Ali Khan rejected the comments as highly misplaced and unwarranted. Tuesday's primary election in Indiana is seen as a key contest in the race to become the Republican nominee for the November election. Multiple polls have Trump leading Texas Senator Ted Cruz. In the Democratic race, the latest polls give former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton a small lead in Indiana over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says religious liberty across the globe has sharply declined over the last year. The commission said that authoritarian governments throughout the world are jailing prisoners of conscience, most often Christians and Muslims, for practicing their religious beliefs. It said there is an increase in prejudice against Jews and Muslims in Europe. South Korea is warning its citizens to take extra precautions due to the threat of abduction by North Korea. The foreign ministry issued an alert in response to last month's group defection of 13 North Koreans. 12 North Korean women were working at a state-owned restaurant in eastern China when they defected with their manager. The North claims they were abducted and has demanded their return. The solar-powered airplane Solar Impulse 2 is on the latest leg of its round-the-world flight. It took off Monday from Mountain View, California, just south of San Francisco, and is on a 16-hour flight to Phoenix, Arizona. The governor of Puerto Rico says the island is defaulting on a $422 million debt payment, which was due Monday, and he says the U.S. is partly to blame. Garcia Padilla said in a televised speech Sunday that he has decided not to pay the island's creditors, but instead will fund public sector salaries and health and education budgets to avoid what he called a humanitarian crisis. Padilla said he did not want a bailout and had sought to restructure Puerto Rico's existing debt. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.